Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
Hi there. I went to the movies last night with my auntie and my cousin to see I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer. And while I kind of think it's probably a wait for the DVD or Netflix kind of movie, though, you know, it's fun to, I guess, go out with the girls or whatever. It raised an interesting question for me. You know, I definitely saw myself reflected in Amy Schumer, well, her character, in that body has always been something that I've struggled with, and my reflection when I look in the mirror or when I see a photo of myself is not reflective of how I think I should look, I guess. So in the looks and body department, I've definitely, oh my God, the sun is so hot today. I've definitely struggled. And you know, this movie, if you haven't seen the trailer, I don't want to spoil it though. I don't know that there's that much of a storyline to spoil. She lacks confidence, feels shit about the way she looks, and so holds herself back from things that she wants. And what she desperately wants more than anything is to be beautiful. And then she falls off her spin bike and hits her head, and she hasn't changed physically, but her perception, the thing that you know, when she's looking in the mirror, the person looking back at her is beautiful and slim and like a supermodel. And how that changes her life and the way she shows up in the world is extraordinary. All the good things happen for her because all of a sudden she is just, you know, no shame about how amazing she is. And it got me to thinking about our perception of ourselves and about how that's really the only thing that stands between us and who we want to be, what we want to do, and what we want to have. If we can change our perception of ourselves, we can change our life. But it's not really as easy as falling off a bike, bumping our head, and all of a sudden feeling beautiful. Because even the Amy Schumer thing, it didn't change her physical appearance, and society still saw her as her, just with a stack more confidence. So I think, like, my point there is that something societal needs to shift, in that our value as women is not in the way that we look. We don't have to be a tall, thin supermodel in order for people to take us seriously. though at times it certainly feels that there is a societal bias towards good-looking, thin women. And that's bullshit. But that's not the point of this episode. The point is that I wonder what would be possible if for one day we acted as if we were 100% absolutely, undeniably the shit. What could we achieve if just for one day we acted as if we were beautiful, or we were the expert, or we had the experience? What if we were brave and brazen and bold and just spent one day acting as if all of our dreams had come true? What would be possible? How would we show up in the world differently? What would we do with that knowledge that we were more than enough? We were the answer to everybody's prayers, including our own. How would we act differently? So that's really it for today. It's kind of a short, sweet one, but I feel like I want to do something with this. I feel like I want to set this out as a challenge to all of you to spend one day, you know, because we don't have to change our entire mindset in order to make an impact, you know, but we can, you know, like if I had said to you, okay, spend a month just acting as if, that's really kind of overwhelming, but a day, you could do that, right? You could spend a day acting as if you were the shit, throwing your hat into some rings, acting like, you know, not with, well, yeah, go for it. Be arrogant. Be the largest, brightest, most taking up space version of you just for one day. So, I think what I'm going to do is throw out this challenge. I'm going to set a date and we are going to have one day. I'm going to continue walking and come up with the name of it and a hashtag and a date, and let's just do this together. Let's be bold. Let's, you know, apply for that whatever grant. Let's throw our hat in the ring for some podcast interviews. Let's go even bigger than that. Let's just be as big and brave and bold and brazen as we can. Maybe that's the tag. Big, bold, brazen, and brave. I don't know. I'll come back to you on that one. With the date and with the details. And let's just fucking do it. Let's see what we can achieve in one day where we don't allow the stories to get in the way. All right, I'll be back. Peace out. Actually, you know what? Follow me on Instagram. Carlosophies is my handle. Or join my shop speak up group. Or become a patron. They will be the three channels that I share the further details in. So, if you want to hear about this one day challenge and you want to participate or you want to watch what's going down, head to my Facebook group, Show Up, Speak Up, Carlosophies, my Instagram account, or become a patron, and let's fucking do this thing. I'll share further details there. Okay, until next time. Peace out.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies and thanks for listening.